Rebuild, reroot, rise. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It feels so good to be back on another episode, and I really want to thank y'all for tuning in. I really want to thank those of y'all that have came back to listen to these episodes. And I want to say, we all have a voice that can be used to, you know, just share our thoughts, to share our perspective and our opinion, and, you know, just like all of our emotions, just what makes us who we are, what makes us us, what makes you you. And no one can be you. And I'm just trying to say that I feel like it's so good to have creativity and, you know, get into making a podcast, get into getting your voice out there. I just want to encourage someone that feels like they have a story as well, and that they have a lot to say, that they too can make a podcast or do something in a way where they're using their voice. Yes, so we all definitely have a voice that can be used, and yeah, I encourage anyone to start a podcast or to put their voice or message out there, because definitely it will help someone else and it will definitely help yourself. You know, you'll feel just this weight of just change and growth in yourself, of being able to express yourself without feeling like, you know, I don't want to talk about this because of this person, or I don't want to be judged, or I'm scared. And, you know, just being able to get it out there, and you know, everything in due timing, y'all, because I've talked about many things in these episodes, and I love that so far, and I just feel like it's a beautiful thing. So just putting that out there, that anyone can make a podcast as long as you have a voice and you're willing to use it. All right, let's get into it. So in today's episode, I want to talk about basically redirecting your energy, redirecting your thoughts, redirecting how you feel, redirecting all of that, you know. And I really wanted to talk about that because I just, you know, I love talking about the things that I go through, and because they help me heal, they help me grow, and the more that I share it, the more I can actually help other people. So basically, I felt triggered today. I did feel triggered because there's a lot of fear mongering going on. There's a lot of fear mongering, people feeling fearful of basically being, you know, living in society. People are fearful to live in society. Can you imagine? Right? You're a human being. You have the authority to breathe, to live, to walk, right? You have authority to sleep, to eat, all these things, and people are fearful to live, to breathe, you know, to literally live their life. And I say that to say that, like, the fear-mongering with just everything that's going on with this pandemic and this corona and the vaccine and all these things, and it's like people have become so fearful that they become judgeful. And it's not even a righteous judgment. It's more of a confused, you know, unlogical judgment. They are not informed. They're misinformed. And they don't do the required work to research, to understand, right? To understand what's going on in society, to understand the rulers of darkness, to understand what's going on. Like, we are in the end times for real. We are like sheep being led astray to the slaughter. Like, we really, there's a lot of blind people that are just existing in life right now, and they just do whatever the government says. They do whatever the higher up, the elite, the ones that want to control society and pretty much infiltrate a new world order, okay? That's what's happening right now, is depopulation and new world order, pretty much. And they're gonna mandate this whole I don't even know what to call it. It's pretty much a new world. It's pretty much a new world order. Yeah. And, you know, y'all gotta bear with me because I got braces, so sometimes it's hard to talk. But yeah, like, they are, like, really infiltrating some wicked stuff in the world right now. And you have to be blind to not see what's going on. And basically, I was triggered today. I say all that to say I was triggered today because, like, I pretty much live in a condo and I walk in and the woman was like, a random woman was just asking me, like, where's my mask? Like, just to walk to my actual door. And it's like, you know, that's not the first time I've had a person try to be like, try to correct me on, like, where's my mask? Where, because I don't like to wear a mask 24/7, and I feel like people that do, they lack oxygen. Like, that's just a fact. They lack being able to breathe fresh air. And, you know, life was never like that. But at the end of the day, there's a goal, there's an agenda to what has to unfold. And anyhow, she was just very rude about it. And I feel like, you know, she can even say hi or hello. It was more like, where's your mask? Like, you know? And to really, like, bring that up in such a weird way, I just felt attacked. Because it's like, okay, I'm at my home. I'm at my crib. It's not like I'm in a grocery store where they want to mandate it. Or, like, I'm at the doctor's office. Like, I don't know. So that triggered me because I never really had to experience that. And I just moved recently, you know what I mean? And that triggered me because it was different. And it was it was very upfront and subliminal with it, you know? And it was rude, you know? What happened saying hello to someone? Hi, how are you? Or hi, you know? Like, smile even. We can't even smile because we wear masks 24/7, so... Man, the worst is seeing people outside walking and wearing a mask, or in their car by themselves wearing a mask. Like, it's just crazy, y'all. Like, it's just crazy. Like, so that energy, I was just like, yo, like, I was triggered because I had a long day, and I'm like, I'm just trying to get to my place. Like, I'm just breathing, you know? Like, that's what I feel like it comes down to it. At a point, if you have a vaccine and you wear a mask and you're far away from me, why are you worried? Like, why are you worried about what I don't have on or what I have not taken into my body? Like, you shouldn't have to worry about that. You should worry about yourself and feel that you are safe and secure and what you've done to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I never approached her. So yeah, I felt triggered. And I say this to say, like, redirecting your energy, because after that encounter, I felt drained. I'm like, because it literally was an encounter. Like, it wasn't quickly. It was, like, literally almost a conversation. And it's like, at that point, I shouldn't have to say nothing. Like, I'm going to my crib. I'm going home. I am not going near you. Why do I have to need a mask? Like, why are you so concerned that I'm not wearing a mask? So, yeah, like, people live in anxiety. Like, I felt anxiety, like, in that moment, because it's like, you have so much anxiety to say that. Everybody lives in anxiety. Like, everybody is so worried about everybody else. Like, do you got the vaccine? Why don't you have a mask on? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And it's like, when it comes down to it, why don't you build your immune system? Why don't you research about what's really going on in the world? That this is, like, a reset. The economy is broken. Everything is, like, being reset right now to bring in a new agenda. So the real concern and question should be why, right? Why does the whole population of the world need to take the same thing? That's a little concerning for me, because not everybody has the same body, right? What may work for someone else may not work for me. And what may work for me may not work for someone else. So if a vaccine works for someone else, it's not gonna work for me. Like, it does not work for me. And it's not what helps me. I what helps me is building my immune system, living healthy, staying active, sweating out toxins through sweat, right? Detoxing sometimes, you know, things like that, eating healthy, like staying mindful, right? Because look at this fear. Like, I can't believe how much people live in fear. Like, it gets deep. It gets deep down the rabbit hole. And I'm not even talking about all the crazy stuff, like different alights and different secrets, societies. I'm talking about rabbit holes. And since I literally move, it's like, okay, I'm being harassed about wearing a mask to come to my crib. Then it's like, I'm noticing I'm being around people more that just, like, they kind of want to pressure you to get the vaccine, but they know they can't tell you to get it because you are your own person, right? But they kind of try to say it in a way like, you know, it's good to get it, like, you should get it, like, you should, like, it's something that I would do, so, you know what I mean? Like, don't you want to protect yourself and blah, 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 and it's like, look, the worst thing that someone can do is literally try to give you advice on something that they have no knowledge of. Because really, if it was really about getting sick, why don't we talk about the body? Why don't we talk about the immune system, the body? Like, that's what has to do with sickness and health, all that stuff, health. Why aren't we talking about that? Like, we're talking about just a literal substance, right, that is probably stored in a cylinder tube where they're gonna inject into your arm, right? That's what we're talking about, is a substance, a dose of something. Like, it's a lot of different things, but it's nothing that people think it is. Like, it's nothing normal. So for those of you that have taken it, I feel sorry for you. And I do feel like, obviously, we're all going to get to a point where it's going to be pressured hard upon us. Like, not just a thing where it's like people ask you. Like, you're going to be confronted more than likely at a point, right? This could be, you know, some conspiracy theory or not. But there will come a point where I feel like we're all going to be really hard-pressed on that decision to get the vaccine or not. And man, every man is for themselves, every person is for themselves. But all I know from what I've seen, you don't have to do much research to see the effects that have, you know, people have had on, like, taking this stuff. So yeah, I had to redirect my energy today because I'm like, man. And sometimes we feel triggered because something keeps happening. See, these are the like building blocks, the building moments. So you get to that melting, boiling point. You know, like that moment where it's like, okay, yeah, like, boom, things changed. And that's what happened today. Like, after that comment, like, mask this, mask that, and I'm inside the condo, like, randomly, you're not security, you're not no one, you know, you're not no gatekeeper, you're just a person. It's like, no, like, look, triggered. I think that's something I'm gonna have to start saying on the podcast, is triggered. Yes. So the good thing about understanding your triggers is when you can break that down, like the way I just broke that down, right? I just broke down and literally assessed what triggered me and why, and what's influenced my triggers is the environment of everything that's gone on and blah blah blah, like all that stuff. Like, that's important when you can break down, you know, and identify your triggers, because then you can just grow from it. Like, I know that being able to redirect my energy, so I'm not holding on to that energy of fear and negativity and a low energy, like a lower self, doubt, you know, fear, you know, it could be some pride, ego, it could be some envy, there could be some, you know, just all that lower energy stuff, having to redirect your energy from that and realize that when somebody comes at you like that, you like, you don't have to take that back with you. Like, I was literally gonna take that interaction back into my place, back into my home. And a lot of us have done that. We've taken interactions and moments in our lives and have brought them on with us time after time, and you know, throughout our lives. And it's like it comes back on us through a thought, and we can feel triggered, you know. And this is why the healing journey is important, because it's like you're constantly working on yourself. You're constantly doing the work, the inner work. You know, no one can do it for you. And when you take the time to do the inner work, to continue to heal daily and grow daily from like even little like interactions from your daily encounters, it makes it that easier for you to progress in life through many diverse situations. So when something like that happens again, and it's someone else, it's in a different area, you feel, you know, disrespected on a higher level, you can respond in a way where you can make your voice clear, you can make how you feel known, but you could leave the interaction there and leave it knowing that you did what you did, you said what you said, and it's left there. You don't bring that back with you. You leave that energy there, and you redirect your energy, and you move on, right? And you keep planting seeds, and you keep growing, and you know, you have shalom, you have peace, because you speak up for yourself. And at the same time, you know that you seek truth. You know that you need to give respect to get respect. You need to be genuine. You know what I mean? To get someone who is genuine. Like, I just feel like, man, people just, I don't know, people just have like a character these days, because so much has happened. It's switched to people's mindset. I don't know. People have just, yeah. So yeah, definitely redirecting your energy is just an important trait that you can carry on with you throughout your life and all aspects of your life, in different relationships and different connections and networking and business and everything and family and relationship, all every single thing that you could think of. And being able to redirect your energy in any given moment just gives you so much power over the situation, and so much power over yourself and your emotions, because people will try you. Listen, honey. But it's real. Like, people will try you, and I feel like it's that, just that spiritual, it's a spiritual thing. It's a battle daily to fight your lower self and to be your higher self, to be more joyful, to have fruits of the spirit, right? Just as Galatians says in the scriptures, fruits of the spirit is joy, love, you know, kindness, you know, all these things, meekness, patience. I feel like we all could be more humble, and all it takes is just being humble to be able to grow and heal from each moment. And don't be afraid. When people try you, speak up. Speak up for yourself. But the goal is redirecting our energy and leaving the interaction without any type of way that will carry on with us. Because that's just baggage. Like, we don't want to carry baggage. We want to put that weight down, right? It's just like at the gym. Like, you don't want to carry dumbbells forever, right? We do a couple reps, we take a rest, you know, do a couple reps, take a rest. And that's important, because the rest recovery is your muscles literally healing from the tearing and the growing and the stress of lifting weights. So we leaving all of that baggage. But yeah, y'all, this is what I wanted to talk about in this episode, is just redirecting our energy and literally try to think of a moment where you could have redirected your energy. You know, it could be any given moment that has happened, anywhere where you feel like, hey, I could have redirected my energy, because you know that the next day or the next couple of weeks or months or who knows how long you feel like that moment couldn't shake you, it couldn't just leave you alone, or you couldn't, you know, let it be. Let me know what it was, and let me know if you have just realized now that you haven't been able to redirect that energy, or if you have. You know, I would just love to know. So share that with me in a message. You can share that with me through Instagram or on the app, and I would love to know so we can get chatting about just how we can redirect our energy, which just helps us, you know, live a more fulfilling life with peace, you know. And we all deserve that. We all deserve peace, joy, you know, happiness, and a long life. So, yes, let's redirect our energy and understand that situations are situations, experiences are experiences, and we leave them where they are when it's happened. And, you know, I understand we all need time to heal, and we all go through things on different timing, but this is just what's hit me today so much, is just like how simple redirecting our energy is and how it can save us from so much, just so much emotions of weight and baggage and feeling just so consumed over something, you know. So, I hope to catch everyone in the next episode, and thank you for tuning in, and so much love for y'all. I really thank y'all for tuning in to all of these episodes on my podcast. This is really new to me. It feels really fresh to just be so organic and speak naturally, like I don't edit anything. This is raw, this is uncut. I wanted things to be really just natural and organic and refreshing, and I really think it's going in the right direction. So much love, supreme love to all y'all that have tuned in and are tuning in right now, and I hope this episode has served you in an important way. Stay tuned for another episode. I'm going to have some guests appearing on the podcast, and we're going to be talking about different topics, and it's going to be great. So I'm excited for that. Much love, y'all, and I'll catch you on the next episode.